Hi, it's me. I have to admit, I'm glad that you're busy and can't take this call right now. I honestly don't know what I want to say. But I couldn't wait any longer to thank you for the Valentine's Day gift. Well, gifts. I know you feel bad about having business out of town, but don't. The roses you sent were perfect. I always preferred the sunset color over the red. And the journal and the beautiful pen were so thoughtful. Thank you. As for the other things you included in my gift and your instructions, that's the part of this call I'm not sure what to say. The spa that you sent me to was so nice. I've never been pampered like that in my life. Okay, wait. Before I say anything else, I have to tell you, I am unsure of all this. This arrangement of a lifestyle. I know that it comes very natural to you and you don't know anything different. But this is something very new to me and I'm very nervous. I wrote down what I was feeling because I knew I would go completely blank the moment I called you. So here goes. I need you to be the man who gives me more pleasure than I've ever known. The person I turn to when I need someone to be strong and guide me when I lose my way. I cannot promise you I won't say no to you. That I won't question you when you tell me to do something or not to do something. I might wear panties when you say not to. Not because I'm being a brat or whatever other term you want to use. It's because I feel it's my body. I'm an adult. And if I want to wear something or not wear something, I'm going to do that. When we talked last, I told you that it wasn't going to be a traditional dom sub, daddy little, master kitten, whatever other titles you want to give it kind of relationship. And you just sat there and smiled at me and told me there's no such thing as a traditional relationship. That every couple enters into their own understanding and that we could work together. You told me that you wanted me in your life and not for your lifestyle to alter who I am. It's the only reason I didn't go running, screaming to the hills when you told me that you are only in these kind of relationships. Okay, so those are the things I can't make promises for. But what I can promise you is that I will never lie to you. I will love you with every fiber of my being. I will take care of you just as you will take care of me. Alright, now that I've said all that, I will tell you I followed your instructions. And after your day of pampering at the spa for me, I came home. And I cleaned the toys that you had sent me. I laid them out on the bed. I undressed and laid in bed and took my time and touched myself slowly and was patient and didn't rush into things and eventually I worked out each one of the toys until I got to the biggest one. And so, I know you were concerned that you don't want me to be sore after the first time we're together. So I followed all your instructions. As for what I want to call you, I'm not sure what I want to call you yet. I'm not sure how I feel about Daddy. I'm also weirded out by calling you Sir or Master. I was hoping once our time together became more frequent that one would come out naturally. I know that you're supposed to probably just tell me what to call you. So thank you for giving me the choice. I'm sure one of them will just feel natural at that right moment. I really hope that doesn't bother you. As for what you can call me, the other night when you called me kitten, my heart melted. It just felt like I'd been called that my whole life, or it was, I don't know, but you may call me kitten, and I will be waiting for my collar when you get back into town.